This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, today starts week four of 2024. Where are we and how does it compare to a year ago at this time?
The divergence of class three and class four is how it compares, really. It's interestingly, blocks back in January of 2023 were at $2. Now we're hovering right around $1.50. So down over 20% from this time last year. When you look at butter, we finished January of last year around 235. We're up about 20 cents from that right now, 250.55, somewhere in that area. So a slight increase in butter. Nonfat was at $1.19 this time last year. $1.22. Now it's at $1.19. So very stable market for nonfat, relatively stable, high-priced butter market. Dry whey is up a little bit from this time last year. This time last year, we're 35 cents. Now we're at 41 cents. So you've got some relative stability for most of the dairy markets. I mean, some strength, really, with the exception being cheese. And I think the U.S. cheese manufacturer has done a fantastic job of adjusting production lower relative to the drop-off in demand that we saw basically in the second half of 2023. So I think they've done a good job of not overproducing, let's put it that way. I think it has been a demand story. Demand has been weak. Year to date, however, looking at 2023, cheese demand was up about 0.7%. So it's not dried up and gone negative necessarily, but it's off a bit, and the manufacturers are not overproducing.
Of course, the bottom line is the bottom line, Dave, and class three milk prices are not looking good at all for the next couple of months.
No, and that actually goes back to maybe the biggest point that is different between this year and last. We were dumping milk on the ground this time last year. You know, we had a lot of milk in the system and we had too much milk. That is not the case this year. We have enough to supply what we need, but by and large, you're not hearing any stories of really burdensome supplies of milk. And this is the time of year you might start to hear that. So again, I think the big key for 2024 is going to be this reduced milk production, not only here in the U.S., but globally. And it's going to accelerate as we get hot this summer. But you know, I think the big point to remember is that this spring flush may be more shallow than normal. If demand stays subdued, you know, that may not matter a whole lot. But if demand picks up, you could see spikes in price, 20, 30 cents on cheese very quickly.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. We're here with the Pennsylvania State FFA officer team. I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Clayton Hetrick. I'm serving as this year's state vice president. FFA is a great, amazing organization that enhances leadership skills and partners it with agriculture. As we're able to partner this, we are able to take the next generation of individuals and prepare them for the up-and-coming industry needs.
My name is Maggie McAteer, and I'm serving as this year's state reporter. Joining FFA my eighth grade year and came into FFA, I had no agricultural experience. So FFA truly made a firm foundation of my family of learning what the agricultural industry was all about, and I've truly enjoyed growing through FFA and making my own stores.
Hi, my name is Grace McCarty, and I'm the state treasurer this year. Throughout the week, we get to see the blue jackets all across the farm show.
Hi, my name is Maddie Musser. I'm serving as this year's state chaplain. I've had the pleasure of being in FFA for 5 years. I'm so thankful, but I'm most thankful for the people that I've got to meet.
How many people were actually there?
Probably close to 10,000 people, which is a record in blue jackets supporting FFA.
Hello, my name is Becca Lehman. I'm serving as this year's state secretary. FFA is all about growing the youth and the next generations of agriculturists to fill those careers and those positions that we have in agriculture that we're searching for those younger generations.
Hi, everyone. My name is Grace Brammer. I'm serving this year as the state sentinel. The farm show is a great place to be, seeing the blue jackets all around, but also seeing our exhibitors and FFA members exhibiting their animals to the best of their abilities, whether that's livestock, dairy, or any commodity. So it's very good to see them around.
Hello, my name is Crystal Bumgardner. I'm serving as this year's state president, and I'm excited to be at the Pennsylvania Farm Show this year. If you see a blue jacket, go ahead and stop. I challenge you to ask about their stories, ask how they got involved in agriculture and what they represent.
What kind of awards are given out at that convention?
So one of our favorite awards is the Blue Jacket Scholarship, where FFA members get to zip up their blue jackets for the very first time, and we had a record-breaking number of over 970 jacket recipients.
And Crystal, what if somebody doesn't have a chapter at their school? What could they do?
They can contact us through paffa.org.
I'm John Clark with the Pennsylvania State Officer Team at the Pennsylvania Farm Show for FeedWorks USA.